Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards?
Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Oh my God. I'm so excited. Simon and I are getting a couch this week.
Truly, you're getting a slice of heaven.
It's like a
in
giant
couch form.
Giant, one of those giant fucking sectionals. We're just going there.
Yeah.
I wanted to feel minuscule on a couch, and I got my wish.
You need to have, it's important to have areas where you both can fully relax and be yourselves, but then also come together if that's what you want.
Yeah, we can have like,
you can like camp quadrants out on the couch.
No, I'm planning, like I want, we're going to have our zones and then we can come together.
Yeah.
And be like, you know,
those are the best kinds of couches.
Yeah, and it's like a Kim K couch. Not huge. Obviously not as, I'm sure hers is extremely expensive, but it's coming on Thursday and I just cannot wait. I'm literally craving it. Last night we just kept going to each other, are you excited for the couch?
And
every
the
5 minutes.
Yes. See.
As we were watching Mob Wives, which we will be returning to.
We'll be returning to a place of Mob Wives.
But for now, I'm on
2022, something to live for is
season
Mob
two.
Wives content.
Season two of Mob Wives truly was like worth getting through the kind of blah of season one.
You have to lay the groundwork to then really enjoy.
Renee is just like absolutely unhinged and I'm obsessed with her, and Big Ange is literally one of the greatest TV personalities
characters of all time
and it's truly tragic that she's gone. It's unbelievable. And
it's
Drita is
devastating.
Like, Drita is one of my heroes.
She's
so
from
fucking
the day
funny.
I've ever first laid eyes on her
from the day I
from
am
the day I fucking saw her beautiful fucking
time.
Face every day since then.
Obsessed.
She's obsessed. Yeah, she's a great Instagram presence.
I need to follow her. I've heard that you told me she does like,
she narrates videos and then also like her daughter is now on TikTok and will like upload videos of her like fucking with Drita. Like their dog brought a crazy bug into the house and then she fooled Drita into like having to look at the bug and Drita flipped out.
She go, oh my god, Aaliyah.
She's like, my mom's gonna flip the fuck out at this bug. And then she comes and she goes, is that a fucking bug? Like that
is
fucking
it the younger
thing?
One?
I can't remember which one it is.
There's this whole plotline of Aaliyah getting bullied.
Oh.
Which made me...
She will rue the day. Like, I would not bully a Mob Wives daughter.
I wanted to, like, kill the children that did it. Like, because I love Aaliyah so much. Like, she really grows on you. Like, she's, like, this sweet kind of, like, awkward teen. Mm-hmm. And she kind of is, like... And then when Drita breaks the news to Lee, he's, like, the fuck are you talking about? And she, like, didn't want to tell him because she was actually worried he was going to be, like, Colin Farrell. And
Yeah. It gives me... Remember in Stepmom when Julia Roberts goes and, like, rips that kid... Oh, no. I'm thinking, I just got my wires crossed.
No, there is a scene.
She does confront him, or like tells Jenna Malone to like sass him about snow blowing. But I was thinking of the hand that rocks a cradle when the babysitter goes up and just like rips that kid off the swing and like is holding his arm like she's going to break his arm because he bullied the daughter.
Rebecca De Mornay.
Yeah.
Also in This Is 40, when Leslie Mann goes up to her daughter's bully, the boy, and mm-hmm. calls him like a little fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And makes him cry.
I love that.
I like, that's the kind of stuff you probably dream about doing as a parent.
Would love. Yeah.
I mean, I heard Taryn, my sister, recent, like a few months ago, told me that like Teddy was on the playground and was with a bunch of older boys, but he's like as tall as them but 2 years younger, and he got really excited about something and went yay. And the boys kind of looked at him like, shut up, and made Teddy feel like kind of ousted. Mm-hmm. And when I heard that, I was like...
You rolled up your sleeves.
No, I was like, I'm flying there and I will...
I'm cracking skulls.
I'll hold them down.
Like I'll hold their heads underwater. I will waterboard these kids.
Renee says that.
She'll waterboard people?
No, to one of the new mob wives, she goes, I will hold your head underwater. I will smother you with a pillow.
Actual queen shit.
She goes like this.
Renee is looking so great these days too. Mm-hmm. I think she's back with her man again, or Houston. They're like friends. Yeah, she's in Houston.
I think Houston is her new happy place. Yeah, she's. I think she's thriving. She got vaccinated for her grandbaby. Like, she's doing well. AJ has kids.
She's killing it.
She's killing the game. I also wanted to talk about... Oh, what was I going to talk about?
Yeah, what were you going to talk about?
Oh. No, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. What did you want to talk about?
I don't think I had anything. I feel like we covered it in like...
You have some goss.
What's my goss?
I feel like you always have a little like...
Celeb. Oh my God. I got like incorrect intel about Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm just going to say this now because we texted about this, but I heard through a friend of a friend, they told me like explosive tea, which was that Rinna slapped Sutton at Garcelle's birthday party.
Garcelle has COVID, by the way.
Oh, prayers for her. Yeah. I'm sure she'll be fine.
Yeah.
And I immediately texted Carrie and I was like, you're not going to believe this. And then we both like fully melted down over it. And we're like, can't wait to watch. Yeah. I then went to a holiday party, told every single person I could get my hands on. So allow me to retract that, only to wake up the next day. And from my friend that told me
the source.
And he said a vile gay lied about it. And then it wasn't true at all. So someone just made this up.
A true queen.
Insidious gay decided, let me...
Insidious gay needs to be like a memoir.
Yes, or a movie, Insidious or both. Insidious
gay. Well, why would you make up something like that?
I don't know.
Something as beautiful.
But it was truly a betrayal. And now I'm going to look like a dick to people because I've told them this. So like, don't make up things about housewives slapping other housewives at Garcelle's birthday party.
You're like, I'm done being an ally to the gay
community. I know. I was like, they've burned me one too many times and enough is enough.
Fool me once,
I rescind my support.
Fool me once, shame on you. I saw a meme that was someone texting their boyfriend and he was like, uh-oh, Miss Cunt's here. And she was like, what? And he goes, you know, Miss Cunt. And it was apparently about some like horrible white gay that they both hate. But I love Miss Cunt.
Miss Cunt's here. That was me when I got the text that some gay had just made up this simmering hot gossip.
That's, you need to like get right with yourself and unpack that.
I know.
I'm watching Selling Sunset and it is...
It is chef's kiss of a season.
Christina's bone chilling. When Davina,
but in the best way.
When Davina's like, by the way, flop Davina is like killing me this season. But when
she's
sits
back
down,
with a bow,
she looks great.
She looks incredible. She's really trying to do an about face and like pretend that it never happened. But she knows it's awkward because she's like the least like done of everyone. I think she's kind of the most authentic person.
Yeah.
Her and Maya.
Yeah.
And so it's just funny because you know that she's like embarrassed.
But she says to Christine, she's like, you know, I felt kind of weird that you like implicated me in this lie. And you said that you told me that you were engaged, but this was like 5 years before we ever met. And Christine looks at her and she goes, why did you do that? And she turns it on her. And she's basically like, why didn't you cover for me with this lie? But Davina's like, no, I just like don't want to like, I need to be in reality.
Mm-hmm.
And Christine is...
She's firmly in she's the like, other realm.
I need to know that you're on my side. And then her husband, when he's like, most of these women, are weekend trips or things that they'll never do in their whole lives.
I love Christine so much.
When she goes to the mind coach. Did you get to that part?
The mind coach.
Vanessa sets her up with her mind.
Oh, yeah. To like, basically be like, get Stop. Help now, bitch. Yeah.
Is Vanessa like
She refuses. Christine is truly in a state of refusal of living in reality or any realm.
I love it.
Of a real existence, but I think it's chaos in its purest form, and I love it, and I live for it, and I want more of it.
It's nonsensical chaos.
It's almost Mary level, where it's like you don't know if she's gonna go right or left.
Yeah.
But with Christine, everything is a lie.
Everything is a lie. I'm like...
And now she's saying like she had like a crazy... Have you gotten to the end yet?
Where she said she had a crazy birth.
Crazy, no, teenage year. Like something wild happened. There's all these like wild stories. Why she's a liar and why she doesn't trust anyone. She was like she was a troubled teen as well. So I guess I like love her for that. But.
Oh, obviously she's like goth.
I'm obsessed with her pregnancy faking.
Well, I'm like seeing her with a baby is just strange to me.
The way like, she holds that baby, too, where it's like she's held him twice.
Her husband seems to just be like completely like, I'll do whatever you say.
Mm-hmm.
But it's she's an alien. Like,
yeah.
And also the amount of hair extension she's wearing is like, I've never seen anything like it. There's
someone called it Ren Faire hair to me. And I have never been able to unsee it
it's
as
so
Ren Faire hair.
When she meets the mind coach, she had like one of her clip-ins was just like
showing.
It was completely showing. It looked like a white worm tube.
Oh no.
And I was just like, uncharacteristic of her.
That glam squad member is fired.
She's yeah, you know, she saw that. But it was just Vanessa also is a plant.
She's incredible.
She's so unhinged and I'm obsessed with her. Like she literally just barely sells houses and just like stirs up drama and like talks about her sister. And then anytime someone
and cries
anytime something bad is starting to happen to her, she starts crying.
I love her. I also love her being like, I got my real estate license and 3 months later I got $1 million or a $10 million listing in Malibu.
Wait, and so Chrishell and the one Oppenheim twin are together
now? They are. Is it Jason or Brett that
I don't
she's
know
with?
One of them's I think is gay.
They're both hot.
No, but the one who was with Mary I think is gay.
Jason Oppenheim?
Yeah.
Isn't he with kind of like a tattooed girl that looks like Mary now? Or is that Brett?
No, one of them is with Chrishell.
Okay, wait. I'm Googling now.
Also, I'm very into Chrishell.
Jason is with Chrishell now.
Oh.
So the gay one, you think?
Yeah, maybe.
Chrishell's a great beard.
Chrishell just kills me because she's actually like a loller. Like when she's like, Christine needs an exorcism, that killed me. She goes, I don't know what kind of guru you have. A healer you have, I mean.
Chrishell, there's something about her that I just really don't like. And I like seeing her get fucked with. I think it's because like she's just...
She's desperate.
it's not even desperate. It's like she just, it's the girls on TV that try to be like, present themselves as like they're so nice and like kind. And I think that that's boring and not true. Like no one is just like so nice. Like, or the people that really are don't try that hard to seem like that. And to me, I get really try hard energy of her being like,
oh yeah,
I'm so nice and like such a good person.
But I feel like this season for me, she's been a little like pricklier.
Yeah, she's a little pricklier.
She has a little edge to her, which I kind of have been into. Mm-hmm. And I thought like, I loved, nothing was better television than when she went home to St. Louis and like, awkwardly had dinner with her sister who looks nothing like her.
Yeah.
And asks her nephew, she goes, so I heard you built a computer. And he's like, yeah. And she's like, that's so cool.
She could never go back.
Like that to me is like television.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary and Romain just confound me. And Mary's,
I wish the best for them in their home flipping business. It seems like they're doing okay.
Her little hair bump. She looked like
she looks like Cameron Diaz, and there's something about Mary. She is something about Mary.
She looks like what did I say she looked like the other night when I was watching it? Ugh. When her hair was pushed, it's like she had a little bump it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird, but I love it. And
I love Emma.
Emma, she has,
her behavior is unacceptable. She is going down.
Emma, who has more establishing shots of her walking in and out of buildings than actual dialogue on the show. Emma, every time that Emma shows up, it's literally 2 full minutes
yeah.
of toe to head to back down, leg, skirt, boobs, back down to the butt area, legs again.
Face,
hair.
Neck,
sunglasses, another leg shot,
nubby knees,
boobs.
How tall waist. Is she?
She's 8 feet tall.
She's the tallest.
Her legs are, she's Slender Man.
She literally looks like a Star Wars, like alien priestess woman.
So tall.
She's so fucking
huge
tall.
Huge rack.
And like, she was a millionaire at the age of like 17.
Love that for her. She's a true girl boss.
She is a girl boss. She bakes shitty empanadas, and I like Vanessa being like,
Vanessa's traumatized by the empanadas.
Vanessa's just traumatized by this whole crew.
Yeah, she's not what she was expecting, but I think she is a really great addition.
Totally. Yeah, I love Emma. I want her and Christine like wants to like decapitate her.
She wants to wear her skin.
Yeah. They look alike.
Also, that guy that they were both dating, I think also works at the Oppenheim group. I think Oppenheim employs so many people. And I love that it just represents on television. Like, it's like 10 beautiful women are making this company tick.
With huge racks.
Huge racks.
Skinny,
gorgeous
skinny
veneers. Tiny, 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 short skirts. Can you imagine if I walked into a business meeting wearing like a little like high heels to God and like a full like mini skirt? I could not conduct business looking like Emma.
Yeah, it's really crazy. And
I love Heather.
The idea though of Emma driving and then Christine and her friend like pounding on her windows is so believable and scary.
And Christine like blocking her in the road,
yeah,
in like a parking garage and screaming at her.
And Mary and her were living together. Like,
I love everyone going, you were engaged. I've never known you to be engaged.
Damn.
Well, chaos. Also, chaos. Tarek scares me.
He's so scary.
I'm sorry. That is a true man-child energy that just is like so SoCal that just I can't deal with it.
Freaks me the fuck out. His weird, his intense eyes and his like,
I think he and Heather might have found true love with each other, and I am happy for that, about that for them. But
his friend that like picks up Chriselle.
Oh yeah, that was a no.
Chriselle was that
Chriselle
was funny.
Was absolutely,
she was so darked out.
She was darked out, and then I loved her just being like, no.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Well, speaking of dark, I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to Sexy Unique Pod. Podcast.
The many bays of Tampa.
So we come up on Jordan's grandparents. This was the longest episode of my life.
Her grandparents' drama. I'm truly like, girl, get the fuck over it. And it ended up the way I knew it was going to end
up. Same. Her grandparents were incredibly supportive. They were like, bitch, we knew.
Yeah, she starts the episode out. She's just mailed the letter. And then she's like, I can't wait for the letter. I have to text them. And I was like, well, then why the fuck did you make us sit through this, like, your letter acting?
Her grandmother was like, honey, we've always known you were gay. It's all good. We love you. Her grandfather came on and was
bitch,
like,
you went semi-pro in softball. Like, we know you're a lesbian.
They were so supportive and sweet about it. And, like, Jordan and Shiva is just like, dude, this is crazy. Like, so happy this worked out for you.
Love her forcing Shiva to go on this journey with her and then taking a 45-minute phone call while Shiva had to sit at the kitchen island.
She's like, do you mind sitting out here while I call my gram? And she's like, yeah, dude, I'll just chill.
Dude, it's all good. I'm going to be out here.
I'm going to be on Lesbian Grindr. Mm-hmm. What's that called?
Her.
Her. I'll be on her.
Swiping. Spitting game.
Marissa's mom.
A queen.
She bursts. She goes, Maria! Maria! I think she calls Marissa Maria.
And then she's always tap, tap, tapping.
She's tap, tap, tapping on the walls. She goes, everybody up! Because Marissa and Summer are still staying with them. And she's like, wait, she wakes them up every morning at 7. And she goes, I've been up since 5.
And I'm half your age.
You're half my age.
Renee is up and at 'em making deals on the computer.
She's wearing her little suit, her little
her
outfit.
Little dress.
She's so queet. Queet.
Queet. She is queet.
Queen queet.
Queet is queen and cute merged as one room.
And she goes, and then she
one room, one word.
She finally bursts into the door, and Maria and Summer are still, Marissa and Summer are still in bed, and she goes, go get your laundry. She's like, there's laundry everywhere. She goes, fine. You want to do laundry? Here. And then she takes the dry laundry and shoves it on her face.
Perfect. I love Summer going, is there cheese?
Yeah.
I'd wake up for cheese.
Right?
Greek cheese. I love this whole sitch for them.
Yeah, I do too.
I love Renee.
It's like a sitcom.
It is.
That'd be a great sitcom, a lesbian couple living with the mom.
A Greek mom and dad.
Yeah.
So good. Oppa.
Oppa.
Summer and Marissa say they're too busy to care about Haley and Murph. And I was like, chic. They actually are. They have 2 full-time jobs
and dealing
and
with
a house and are living with their parents. Like,
what's the mom's name?
Renee.
Queen Renee.
Queen Renee.
Olivia's on a weird date.
Olivia's still spiraling and her life is continually moving in a place of out of control with every passing moment.
She goes on a date with a true lower companion who's this woman,
Amanda,
named Amanda, who they all have that voice. They all smoke and they all have that, like,
and they're dressing the same. They're dressed exactly the same.
They're trouble. I see, like, I've been there before where you date, where you're like seeing someone that's like really wild and you're like in a bad place addiction wise. And you just are like taking coke out together.
It's
on
not
a date.
Gonna end well. I don't think they met drunk. I don't think Olivia even remembers them meeting. And I guess they met drunk, kissed, and have then been hanging out every day ever since.
That's true. Lesbian.
And they met under the circumstances of, like, Olivia's fresh off of her DUI and they met out and Olivia's like, I'm not looking for anything serious. And Amanda just got out of a horrible relationship.
They're
and
perfect.
She's like, I'm not looking for anything serious too. So of course they're being very serious.
Yeah. They've literally shacked up after like a week.
Yeah. They've spent 177 hours straight together.
Yeah. And Amanda's just like, basically like, don't work. Like, it's all good. Like, we'll just hang. And then Olivia's like, well, because I had to spend all my rent money on paying off my bail or whatever, or her, like, the violation, she has to get a bartending job, which I'm like, perfect, great job for Olivia.
I know. She can't go to her old job because it's a $150 Uber ride, like, to and from her house. So now she's just applying for jobs at bars downtown. I was like, bitch, I'll see you in 10 years at the meeting. Like, this is not going anywhere. She's also losing her license for at least 6 months.
And Amanda's just along for the ride.
Ooh,
it's bad.
Stress.
Listen, it's really bad and you can feel it. And the other women see that at the end.
Yeah, they're knowing that this can't go anywhere good.
Allie and Kelly just randomly are foisted upon us once
Nelly.
More. Nelly.
Nelly.
Nelly and Allie.
Yeah, I was like,
where'd this come from?
These new lesbians. I love just 4 episodes in. You're going to give us a whole new couple that looks exactly the same.
They were in the first episode.
No, yeah, but I mean, like, we didn't know. They were name checked, but like, we didn't know them. And now they're like, you're going to get to know them.
They're so boring.
They're twins.
Yeah, they literally look the same. The only thing compelling about them is their cute moms.
Yeah.
And their dad.
Allie's mom is in town to visit. And I guess Nelly has a eyebrow bar called Nelly's Brow Bar.
I wanted to go there.
And she does like...
threading.
I think she does... she tattoos eyebrows on you.
Oh.
So that's cool.
Maybe I should go get my eyebrows tattooed.
You have such strong brows. You don't need them tattooed.
I know. Just for the wedding in Tampa. For the...
I love you the come shop. With like fully like
blackened eyebrows,
blackened like the yeah. thickest, darkest eyebrows.
Also, the Tampa skyline, the transition shots. Whenever we see it, I'm like,
ooh, you. I don't want to live there. But then I see all of them having houses, and I'm like, maybe I do want to live
yeah,
there.
Yeah, maybe you do. I kept calling Nelly Kelly.
Nelly's dad calls her, and she won, and. She's a daddy's girl.
He's sweet.
He's really sweet.
He's like, hey, girl. Like, he's really supportive of her being gay.
Yeah, they're just like two peas in a pod, and they're very close.
They're going to get together with the fams.
Because
mm-hmm. I don't think Allie's
their
mom...
their parents haven't met.
Yeah.
Summer and Marissa are having house stress. And they have like a fake conversation about maybe they should move out of the mom's house into a rental. But then they're like, no.
I just want a show of lesbians gutting houses.
Yeah.
Why isn't that like an HGTV show?
I don't know. It'd be cool. More lesbians.
Please.
Like, I want like a Queer Eye, but just with lesbians that are like making you even weirder and like.
But just more like, also just more like rational.
Butch Eye.
Pragmatic.
I want Butch Eye.
Butch Eye.
Where they just take like femmes and then butch them up.
Stud Eye for the...
yeah.
Stud Eye for the queer guy.
Summer has a little diamond on one of her teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
They're really cute.
They are. I like their relationship. Like, I feel them.
They're the only couple that I believe.
Yeah. I believe in their love.
Then we cut over to Murph. Murph goes... you know, I don't know what's going on with Marissa. I don't know why she hates me. She goes, I mean, I know it's jealousy, but I'd like to know exactly what of. And I'm like,
honey,
lips,
brain worms.
Lips is really getting to me. She is full. She is. I can't stand this person.
I can't
she
stand
is
her.
A nightmare to me.
Yeah. She says something very telling. She's like, everyone seems to get along when Summer and Marissa aren't around. And I'm like, no, everything. See, everyone gets along when you aren't around yeah. them because you literally lose your shit and go full Big Bird on everyone.
I wrote Brianna lips, Murph. In quotes.
Murph She's stresses like a- me out. Her thousand yard stare and
her hats.
Her corn hair and her hats. Really? I'm like, honey.
Her black hat at the end.
May I direct you
hat.
To several hair masks at Sephora that will like really moisturize that mane. Like all it takes is a hair mask and a little blowout. I'm begging you.
Her like rodeo hat at the end. I was like, get me. Does she look like Rose the Hat in the Shining sequel?
Yeah, she does. That vampire.
Yeah, Babadook.
The Babadook.
They have like a pool party and all the gals are like raging. Olivia brings Amanda over and everyone's kind of like, well, this isn't gonna
happen. Oh, the honeymoon phase. Their one gay friend, Justin, is there.
The one Tampa gay.
And Olivia and Amanda take to the backseat of a car to make out. And I was like, this is how you die. In Florida, in the Florida heat, you close yourself in the back. I was like, are you doing drugs back there?
Yeah. I think they're like, it seems like they're drug buddies.
It seems like maybe in the like weeks or months after getting a DUI is the worst time to get into a relationship.
Yeah, I just like, I felt very like seen and triggered in this moment because like I just have been there before where like I was probably that person to someone. I was
the
Amanda.
Were you the Olivia or the Amanda?
I've been both.
Yeah.
Where like I'm the supporting character to a main character and like the main character.
Yeah.
And it's bad.
It's not good.
Yeah, the gay is like, well, let's just hope that
She's a good influence.
Because we all know she needs help making decisions.
My favorite too was Dan Allegretto posted an Instagram story where he had said something about like Olivia. He was like, I love that she's like, I'm not going to stop drinking, but I'll probably just stop driving. And then she responded to him on Twitter and was like, actually, like, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, not her responding to me.
Oh, no.
Honey.
Dan.
Put the keyboard down.
Icon.
Go to AA.
That's an iconic flex on Dan's part.
Olivia's
Murphy's
engaging.
Also wearing Lycra bike shorts in the pool.
She's a wearing bike like short. She's in wearing the pool, a jammer. Lesbian. Yeah,
that's like what I used to wear when I swam.
I just am so darked out by them. And then by the end of this episode, I also hate Haley as well. And I had Haley really sucks. Liked her for a long time.
Marissa and her mom are just butting heads continuously. Renee is just like, I think, and Summer's kind of saying, like, look, the reason why she's so, like, neurotic is because she's obsessed with you and, like, wants to spend time with us.
Yeah. And she's not really mad about you having food in the room. She's just wants you to be with her eating food and spend time together.
Summer's a great middleman.
Yeah.
She kind of goes between them and, like, in a non-annoying way and is, like, to Marissa, she's like, she loves you. Like, you need to be nicer to her.
Every single thing about Renee's mom is such mom energy, mm-hmm. like making them go through belly dance outfits, then like trolling about the food in the bedroom. And then later when she's just sitting out, when Marissa's pouting on the thing, her coming out with a ton of outdoor pillows. I was like, that is my mom. Just tons of outdoor pillows.
And like wanting you to be comfortable.
It's sweet. I love Renee.
I do too.
The outdoor pillows just killed me.
I have a show about her.
Yeah. Where's her show?
Yeah.
Million Dollar Tampas?
Greek.
Yeah.
Athens and Tampa.
Lindsay Lohan.
Apollonia.
We need to get...
Lindsay. Oh, I know the Greeks. I know Renee.
Hello, who... Renee.
A great family. They go back. We go back decades.
The Federation has sent me to Tampa.
I saw a tweet from Dina Lohan that made it look like she was an Uber driver.
Yeah, she said she was sharing content. She said, like, not the best Uber ride I've ever had. And I was like, is she driving or being driven?
I think she was being driven. But nothing wrong. Like, I've thought about being an Uber driver.
No, imagine how lucky you would feel if Dina Lohan picked you up as an Uber driver.
Just somewhere out in Long Island on, like, a wintry, rainy night. Bless you.
Excuse me.
She's starting.
Who, honey?
Alicia and Nelly are having their families meet. The food looks so good.
Yeah.
Nelly's parents at first were like not cool with it because they're very Catholic. And I think where are they from?
I don't know.
Is it Puerto Rico?
I can't remember.
And they sent her to like conversion therapy, light kind of.
A lot of her family members won't even talk to her anymore.
But they do.
But her mom and dad do. And then they talk about her coming out story. And she came out to her dad at the mall.
Her sister...
That's iconic.
Her older sister was with her and she like was crying, telling it. And I almost started crying. And she was like, she like set it up physically where Nelly had a chance to be with him alone. And she was like, just tell him now. And then Nelly ran and hid in a store.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got her alone she got him alone in the parking lot and told him.
And then her parents at first for 4.5 years were like,
I mean, that happened with my parents.
Yeah. Unaccepting.
It happens. And then they get over it. And then they are the amazing
allies
for your life.
Allies for your life.
Nellie's mom is stunning.
Yeah. I thought that was her sister too at first.
No, it's her mama.
And I love Juan.
I know.
Their relationship is really sweet. It was making me tear up.
Yeah.
When he's like crying and they're like hugging. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, I love you.
Yeah, it was cute.
And he has to take a minute just outside because he's overcome with emotion.
When dads get emotional, it's...
Oh, forget it.
It's over. It's over for these
hoes. It's over for these fucking hoes.
Then there's like a Midsommar Easter celebration, which Easter is like a huge Greek Orthodox holiday.
I remember when I dated a Greek guy in college and I would always go to his family's for Greek Easter.
Is it
and
big?
They do have, yeah, it's big. It's there. I mean, even in Oklahoma City, there's a Greek Orthodox church near-ish to the church that I grew up going to, but they throw like a big, like, Easter celebration. So you go and it's like there's all these like food, like,
it's like their Christmas.
Yeah, there's, you can just go and get all the food. And like,
looks so good.
Do shopping. It's just great.
They eat a giant lamb.
They grill up a lamb.
Marissa says, she goes, I think it's like sacrificing to Christ or something. I was like, love that.
Yeah.
And then Shiva and Mel come.
I love it.
And Shiva's like, shut the fuck up. You're lying. Because Marissa tells her about like the certain soup they eat that has like stomach lining of the lamb in it.
Mm-hmm.
And Shiva's.
Honestly, the Tampa Bay's, the Greek influence on Tampa Bay's put me in a place of like needing Greek food. Mm-hmm. So in Boston, when we were there, I just like took to the first good Greek restaurant I could find because I was like, I have to have Greek food now.
It was like Kiva Tora.
I know, I had to have moussaka.
It was good.
It was so good. I love, yeah, I just love Marissa's mom's house. Like, please invite us over.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Renee seems kind of skeptical of Mel.
Who wouldn't be? I love the Summer goes, we invited mostly vegans, and it cuts to Mel just like coming in and being like, and she like pours a shot and is like, cheers to, I think Mel is like pansexual.
Mel is trying to fuck
seduce everyone
and everything, but especially Summer and Marissa.
Yeah.
She'll come to your Easter celebration.
She is. She'll cheers. She'll drink like orzo with your dad.
Mm-hmm. Cheers, she says cheers. To him.
And her little off the shoulder top. And she's just so like, she's just like a sexually like
charged
forward
artist.
Person.
And Shiva has wet hair. I just love her.
Shiva's out of control. Dude, get those away from me, man.
Dude, no, my man.
No.
I'm not eating that.
Bro, don't even put that near me. Whoa, man.
Allie and Nelly bring their moms out for big girls' night out, which is just looks incredible. And they go to a completely empty lesbian bar.
An empty bar with one pole dancer. And I love like the night before, and they told them, they were like, we're going to go out. We're going to have girls' night out. And Nelly's mom goes, first time in my life. She was so excited.
She was. She's like, she's
never had a girls' night out.
Yeah. I think Nelly's like, my family's super Catholic. My mom is like, extremely reserved and like has never really like been out in the town.
Her parents got married when they were like babies and she just had kids and then never had girls' night.
And you see them walking each arm in arm with their mom, and the mom, especially Nelly's mom, has a giant smile on her face. She's like thrilled to be out in the night in Tampa.
I was crying at the shots of them walking linked arms in downtown Tampa, the two crews.
Yeah.
It was Selling Sunset, like up downs of the legs. Yeah.
Selling Tampa.
Fucking Shiva, when the moms came into the bar, she goes, these are the moms. I thought these were the sisters. She grabs Nelly's mom. She is so beautiful.
Yeah, she's like, we got some MILFs in the house.
She was spitting game.
Shiva's trying to fuck Nelly's mom.
Yeah.
I just love Shiva's so
Shiva
funny.
Will just truly hit on anyone that yeah. she finds beautiful. Especially and I love that about her.
Especially a straight woman.
And straight women go to the front of the line. Yeah. And then your mother is right after them.
She's like so funny with her. And she's like, cheers to you. Like, so nice to meet you. And then Charlie goes up to Allie's mom and she, or Olivia. I keep calling her Charlie. She looks like a Charlie. Olivia goes up to Allie's mom and she goes, are you Allie's mom? And she goes, yeah. And she goes, we're going to get you fucked up tonight. And then she goes, oh, no.
She goes, you're the mom? I already fucking love you. And like hugged her. And I was like, she is that person who is drunk and being like, I fucking love you. Like
her eyes. She has nothing behind her eyes.
Yeah. I was like, get help. She was like, hey, you speak Spanish? Un poquito. You know what I mean? Like she's just like fully...
Horn dog. I'm obsessed with her. She is one of my new favorite TV people.
Yeah, she's incredible. So she can get it.
More than Cuppy, honestly.
Cuppy is kind of floppy because...
Where's Cuppy?
She brought hard energy in the first episode. Cuppy's actually a good TikTok follow.
Is she?
I will say. But we have not circled back to Cuppy, yeah, who was supposed to be like the anchor of the whole show.
No. It's Shiva's show.
Haley, you're the mom? I already fucking love you.
I already fucking love you.
Ooh.
Murph rolls in wearing her black Rose the Hat cap, and it's really chilling.
I'm not okay with Murph's whole vibe.
And it's going to be drama because Summer and Marissa are also there. So we know there's going to be a meeting of the matriarchs.
The matriarchs of pussy.
The matriarchs of...
The princesses labia. Of... The Lawrences of my labia. That's what we should have called this.
Yeah.
Olivia loving that stripper on the pole, though. I was loving that.
She's like, I love a girl on a pole.
What's not to love?
Summer and Haley have a kind of a heart to heart. And Haley's basically like, why do you hate us so much? And Summer's like, well, to be honest, it's because Murph makes me really uncomfortable.
Oop. She drops the Murphy bomb on Haley.
She's finally like,
also, Haley's lip filler is migrating.
Yeah.
It's migrated to outside of the lip zone. I know. I was like,
she has like a cheek lip.
It was like a bumps like all up here, but not like in your lips. And no. I was just like, damn, Summer's lip filler is on fucking point. And Haley's has left the building.
She went to someone where there's no lights and they just go.
They go, we make your lips bigger. And then it was just like, now you have an extra lip.
So basically, someone tells Haley that
this
Murph.
This is the most lesbian thing I've ever heard.
That Murph texted her once and said, meet me at CrossFit so we can fuck. Which I'm like, oh my God, that is truly, I've never heard a more lesbian, like.
The gays and the lesbians, that's how they do it.
CrossFit is like, but to fuck, she says.
She asked me to go to CrossFit to fuck.
Murph wants to like deadlift and then like get down.
Yeah, she's trying to bench press.
Yeah.
She's trying to get her heart rate up and burn some cows and get her upper body like fucking pumped before she goes down on you.
I was screaming when she said that.
I died. Haley goes, she didn't even go to CrossFit until last year.
She goes, actually, I know that's a lie because Murph didn't start going till last year.
Okay, honey.
Yeah, and Summer's like, well, I'm not lying to you. She like has... you know, propositioned me before.
Yeah, and she makes me uncomfortable. She hits on me all the time. And, like, this is why
she hits on everyone.
Yeah.
And Haley's like, no, Summer goes, I feel really bad for you. And then Haley goes, well, I feel bad for you.
Summer's like, you don't need to get defensive. And she's like, I'm not defensive. I'm just like, she didn't go to CrossFit. And I'm like, honey, you're defensive as fuck.
Yeah.
You're flipping the fuck out.
And then she...
CrossFit gate continues.
And then Haley immediately goes up to Murph, who's like out like doing Murph stuff with her lips.
Just posted up.
Yeah. And she tells, she's like, hey, babe, they're over there talking about you. And they said that you asked, Summer said that you asked her to fuck at CrossFit. And Murph, you can see it in her face. She's like, no.
She's what are you even talking about? CrossFit?
And she,
Haley's like, I know. Like, I told her, you didn't even start going to CrossFit until last year.
And she goes, all right. And then she walks over to the girls and she steps like on like a ledge, towering over, which is such like a dom move,
towering over Marissa.
And she goes, hey, you guys like want to talk to me to my face, like you spreading lies about me?
Like, and they're, whoa. Like,
and Summer's like, I'm not
lean over me like a gargoyle.
Yeah, she's like, what's going on, tell me about this.
I love also when Haley was telling her about CrossFit Gate, they're standing with Olivia and it's like right after Murph is like, CrossFit? Like what? Like what are you even talking about? And Olivia goes, you would never do that. You would never do that.
Yeah, she's blackout. You'd never do that.
Yeah, you'd never do that.
Eyes going that way.
You'd never do that.
Yeah. So then she and Marissa really like get into it.
Yeah, Marissa's like, stop leaning over me, like what the fuck. And she stands up and Murph's like, oh, you trying to stand up to me, like what, like what? And then Murph classically climbs on a platform. She's always perching somewhere.
Well, because she like,
she
Summer,
can only perch when she gets upset.
She it's jumps onto a
true Big Bird energy.
It is. She jumps onto a platform by the pole and she's towering over the whole crew. And you see the moms looking up at one point and they're like,
oh, this is God. Ladies' night. You're not supposed to fucking throw.
This is lesbian fists. Drama at its purest. And the moms didn't know what was coming to them.
No, they had no idea what they were getting into.
And Murph's like, fuck you. You spreading lies.
Yo, like
what
even.
The fuck? And she keeps her little hat on. And then she takes her drink at one point and chucks it at Marissa.
Haley does. And first Jordan goes, that's not true. You literally came up to me and asked me which one of you I wanted to fuck because you're in an open relationship.
Ooh. I went like this.
Ooh.
Which is like, just admit, just say you're in an open relationship. Who cares? Who gives a fuck?
Why are you such a freak?
It's not a big deal.
Why are you such a freak behind the scenes?
Yeah. Let it out in light.
You want to fuck at CrossFit? That's your kink.
That's your journey. Go do it.
Yeah. And then, I don't want to fuck at CrossFit.
And then Murph's like, really? Like you and Summer, you and Marissa, like Marissa wasn't fucking cuppy like in the beginning of your, when you guys were starting to hang out.
Oh, this was incredible.
And then
Summer's like, yeah, they were hooking up. We weren't together then.
Yeah.
We weren't like official until later.
And then
they go, cuppy, get over here. And she goes, yeah.
And she goes, yeah, what's up? And she's like, did we fuck while we were, Marissa's like, did you and I fuck while we, well, Summer and I were dating? And then Cuppy goes, what? No, we didn't fuck at all.
She goes, there was that one time we like went to brunch. She's like, yeah, we went to brunch. We didn't fuck after that. She goes, even when we did, like you guys weren't together. And they're like, yeah, we weren't together. And it was just solved. Because their relationship is actually like based on loyalty and trust.
And trust and like honesty.
And then, what? No, we didn't fuck after that.
We didn't fuck that at all. And then Haley just lobs a glass.
Yeah. After fucking Murph goes, Murph always goes with like a low blow where she's like, you think I want to fuck Summer? Like you couldn't even pay me to fuck Summer. And I'm like, bitch, you'd be blessed to fuck Summer. That's also like, you definitely tried to fuck her if you're saying that.
Yeah.
She's like a mean guy.
Yeah, she is.
Like that's like what Jax Taylor would say.
Yeah,
that is actually what he said about Kristen after he fucked her. She's Jax.
She's fully Jax.
Oh my God. What if Jax secretly went to Tampa, got that hockey tweeting job, and is now popping up as Murph on Tampa Bay? He cannot resist the camera.
Yeah.
He, classic car.
He's wearing
house
like a
of disguise. The pool, cheating on his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Brittany hasn't seen him for
at
months.
CrossFit.
What if he's actually having like a total double life?
Like in the Jinx.
Yeah. He's like at CrossFit.
It's, yeah, Murph is, she's just someone that like, she gives me the willies. Like just that vibe of
she
like.
She is the Jinx.
She's cruel.
She has that same look in her eyes.
Yeah. But Haley throwing a drink, I would have been like, there are moms present.
Yeah. Like, don't do this in front of these beautiful women.
Yeah.
Take it outside.
Take it outside, Hales.
Also, you guys just escalated a situation that was not ever meant to be like a drag, like a fight.
I love Murph. It's obviously jealousy. I just want to know what of.
Whenever they're around, people seem to get along whenever they're not around. I was like, no, they don't.
Case in point, you guys lobbing highball glasses across a bar.
Yeah, you guys just like flipped out. In the You're time the of only COVID. People in this bar. Meet me at CrossFit to fuck.
Meet me at CrossFit to fuck.
Can you imagine getting that like text from anyone? I'd be like, no.
Never.
I have Bunda.
I would never do that.
I have Bunda later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meet me at CrossFit. We can pump iron and then pump each other's holes.
We run on the treadmill that's just like, you power it with your own legs. You run, run, and it goes faster the faster you run. And then we'll fuck. Like, it smells like feet in here. I don't want to fuck.
Yeah, it's like, we go on this thing, and it's like, you climb, climb, climb until you can't climb anymore. You just keep climbing. You don't go anywhere.
Just like Russian airlifts. We're going to do planks. Them Russian style.
We're going to do some planks, sit-ups, wall sits, and then we're going to...
See this big ball? You're going to throw it up, and then catch it and squat, and then throw it up, and then catch it and squat. You're going to do that 20 times. Then you're going to head on over to this station. That's where a rower is. You're going to row it out until you can't row anymore for 5 minutes. Then you're going to go over to this station, hip swings. Then you're going to go over there, do 10 push-ups. Then we're going to go fuck.
Then we're going to hit the showers.
We're going to hit the showers. And be sure you have your shower shoes. I don't want you to get any athlete's foot.
She's now Joe Judas.
She fully Joe'd.
I'm still thinking about the when the book gets put on the table and he goes, what the hell is that? What is that?
What is that? For 10 minutes, can't figure out what it is.
Murph's never read.
No. She's Jax, I'm convinced. Jax put on a bad wig. He put on like a CVS wig and took to Tampa, got himself a woman named Haley.
A woman. No, he's been living this life for 6 years.
Like, I fully would believe the last 6 years. And he was like, Vanderpump Rules, he knew his time on there was coming to an end. So he was like, babe, we gotta get a show going. We're gonna do Tampa Bay.
He was gonna live in Tampa, right?
Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, this is, if I had to start like a subreddit theory, this would be my theory.
Just do it. Toss it out and see how it goes.
Yeah, I'm going to start this vicious rumor.
What do you guys think? Whose side are you on?
Are you team Summer and Marissa?
Team Summer or team Murph and Hale?
Team Murph.
Let us know.
Team Perch.
Team Perch.
Team Truly team... takes to the wall. The wall's edge whenever team... she's putting... She is a frantic bird energy.
Team Perch or team Greek Lamb?
Diamond.
Diamondites.
Team Feta.
Team Pthonopolis.
God, may the Greek gods of Easter bless us with an invitation to Renee's.
Bless
like,
us all.
You don't even have to have your daughter there. Like, I would just go and hang with Renee and her husband.
But let us know what you think.
Yeah, weigh in. Please. Let us know if you think that Jax is also Brianna, a.k.a. Murph.
Lips.
Oh, Lips McGee.
And let us know where they got their lips done.
Where they got their lips done?
Because I want to get mine done with where they went.
I want to go. Well, Summer, doesn't she? She works at a med spa, so she's got the hookup, like the good injector hookup. Yeah. Haley, I'm praying for her migration that they can dissolve it and refill, and maybe she can make up with Summer so that Summer can hook her up with one of the injectors at the med spa. Praying for Mel that her schedule frees up so that she can paint that mural in the med spa.
And praying most of all for Shiva that she gets some
she finally gets laid.
Yeah, and praying my God for Olivia to a speedy recovery.
Olivia, oh my God. I was haunted today thinking of her voicemail that she left Mel. Oh man, I think I'm getting arrested.
Oh man. Alright, love you.
Oh, I fucked up.
Bye.
Got a DUI, I think.
Okay.
My car is
love
wrecked.
You. See you later.
Oh
man.
She's picked me up. She goes, where am I?
Just pick me up. I don't know where I am.
She goes, what?
Where am I?
I'm in
like St. Peter's.
I'm in Orlando.
I'm in Clearwater, I think.
Clearwater.
I think
I'm in
Clearwater County.
Fucked up.
I really fucked up. I'm down in a
Tallahassee.
Just get me out of here.
I'm in Florida, Bama. I'm in.
And I'm immediately post DUI.
I'm in Montgomery, Alabama.
I've crossed state lines.
I've crossed it. I'm in Atlanta. I don't know how I got here. So come and get me. All right, bye.
She was like, I got to go out. I got to tie one on. And I'm going to meet someone in a blackout and then just latch onto them for dear life.
Latching for your life.
Latch for your life.
The codependence code.
They're really good.
Latch for life.
Now we're going to shut ourselves in the backseat of a car in the dead of Florida.
And finger each other.
And just like feast and each just, other. Like,
give each other hickeys.
Yeah. In the there August are other sun. Places to do that. Oh. Like, I would rather lay on just the grass and the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Ciao for now.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.